The name of my story this morning is The Good Shepherd. And this morning we're going to stand here so we can see the meadow up there where the sheep are up there in their pasture. But look, the shepherd isn't there. One of the sheep is missing. Huh. He's been gone for a long time, that sheep. Wonder where the shepherd is. Christmas is a time of no worry, right? No. Worries come anyway, no matter what time of year it is. People we love get sick. The hungry might get good food at the food pantry, but they know in January they'll probably get hungry again. Daddies or mommies may lose their jobs. A shepherd and a sheep may be missing. Will I get what I want for Christmas? There are plenty of worries, even at Christmas time. So now we're going to go over here and have a seat. Now, last week, we saw this little sheep come into the manger, and in a quiet, trembling voice, that little sheep said, "Baa." Somehow, when that sheep entered the manger last Sunday, he knew something important was going to happen in there, but he didn't know what it would be. Now, the shepherd noticed right away that one of his sheep was missing. As you probably already know, a good shepherd would worry if even one out of 100 sheep were missing. Wow. He knows the name of every one of his sheep. Oh, what to do, what to do? The shepherd was worried. The shepherd has also been noticing Barabbas up there watching the sheep. In fact, once in a while the sheep are asleep and there are no wolves around and Max is not down here, they played a game or two of Parcheesi. Yeah. So the shepherd has come to trust Barabbas. Maybe Barabbas could watch the flock while the shepherd goes to find the sheep. They talked it over and Barabbas said, "I can watch over your sheep. I will protect them if a wolf comes, or a bear, or a bad guy." Barabbas was a little worried about having such an important assignment. He is only in second grade, after all. But he knew he could do it, and he knew it was the right thing to do. The shepherd wasn't sure where to search, but when he saw this little stable trembling curiously in excitement, he sensed this might be where the sheep had gone. And he walked in, and he was filled with hope, and he saw his lost sheep. Yay! And as he was about to take the sheep back to the flock, he paused, and he felt that same excitement in the stable that the sheep had felt. Something here felt holy. So that shepherd looked at that empty feeding trough there, except for the straw that's in there. He looked at that. And he thought he should kneel down and say a prayer. So he said this prayer: "Thank you, good Lord, for teaching me to find what I worried was lost. Thank you for teaching me hope." The end.